Hi everybody, it's good to have you with us today. It's a very special day, the 7th of May, because it's Tozer's birthday. Tozer is 7 in dog years, 1 in human years, so we're celebrating Tozer's birthday and he's going to get a few treats whenever we get back home again. It's lovely to have you with us. So it's a beautiful day in Mount Sandal Forest. Now, I just want to share some verses from John chapter 7, verse 37 through to verse number 39. These are verses that mean so much to so many people, especially those who want to live a God-honouring life, who want to know the power of God in Christian service, those who are serving the Saviour. They're verses that I often pray over on the Lord's Day or Tuesday night before going to the pulpit, or maybe during times of gospel mission and ministry. In that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. He stood in order to be seen. He cried in order to be heard. He's communicating something very, very important, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. If any man thirst." He's speaking to those who are hungry and thirsty, thirsting for God's grace and God's power in their lives. "Let him come unto me," personally, directly, to the Saviour himself, "and let him drink." That speaks of practically receiving what the Lord has to give. And he's speaking here about the Spirit of God, the fullness of the Spirit. And that's a very important subject. Paul said, "Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." One of the great marks of the New Testament church was that they were filled with the Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, the first Spirit-filled man mentioned in the Bible was Bezalel, who made so much of the furniture for the tabernacle. He was a man filled with the Spirit. And the fullness of the Spirit is something that is vital for Christian living and vital for Christian service. Oswald Chambers, the famous Baptist preacher from Scotland, was a relatively young man whenever he died, just around the same age, I think, as myself, maybe 40 or 42, something around that. And he went to be with the Lord as a young man. His wife compiled much of his devotional writing into that lovely devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest. And yet, whenever Oswald Chambers was a young convert, hadn't been all that long saved, down the road, maybe a year or two, was wondering just about the reality of it all, and felt that his Christian experience was wanting, it was lacking. He felt that he hadn't got reality, he hadn't got power, he hadn't got authority, and he just was on the brink almost of giving up. He says, "If this was all there was to Christianity, I came to the conclusion that the thing was a sham, and as I looked around, I didn't see any Christians that had what I needed and what I wanted and believed." And then one night he went to a prayer meeting in Dunoon in Scotland, and an old saint of God, an aged lady, prayed from John chapter 7, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture said, out of his belly, out of his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water." And he gave himself to God that night and prayed for and claimed by faith the infilling of the Spirit of God. There was no flashing lights, there was no state of euphoria, there were no elated emotions, but the difference was, as he went out to serve the Lord the next day, there was a new power and a new authority in his life. This is what we need in the land. This is what we need in our churches. This is what we need in our homes, in our pulpits, in our pews, and in our prayer meetings. This is what I need in my life, the infilling to the point of overflowing with the Spirit of God. Will you seek this great blessing in your life in these days and experience the power of God?